Once again, we're back. Dave Krieger with you live on the Power Hour. This is Wednesday, October 27, 2021. For those of you joining us in Central Time, or if you happen to be in the East Coast, the West Coast, or any point in between, if you're listening live, it means that your clock says something different than mine, which is 12:06 p.m. Now, if you missed the show, or a friend of yours said, hey, I really wanted to hear Joseph Meyer on his commentary on straight money analysis, I can go back on thepowerhour.com and listen to the entire broadcast. That's what you do. Makes it real easy. And if you have a question right now for Joseph Meyer, and you are listening to the broadcast right now, you can go to 844-769-2944, pick up that little telephone, whether it's a cell or whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. Get on it, call up. If you're an investor, you've got some questions about where to park your money. We want to try to make your money go as far as possible, especially in today's times, because things are going to get a little rough in the future. And I can't guarantee you, despite all of this fluff I hear in mainstream, and that includes Fox News, because there's one side is fear-mongering just as much as the other. One side plays it off like nothing's going on. The other side plays it off like everything's going on. So, you know, the rational person out there, usually it's we've come to this type of society where it's me first. And, you know, I guess rightly so. I mean, people worked for a long time. They saved their money. They invested. They bought a house. The house was that they bought way back when was $30,000. It's worth $300 now. It's one of those things that people do. You know, that's life. That's part of life. And that's what we're trying to help people with from a consumer standpoint. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, too. So the thing is now, I'm finding that the millennials, Gen Z, that particular generation, they're going to be moving up into the world, taking the place of the baby boomers who will be departing. And the baby boomers right now, I've run into a lot of people in their 70s that are still working.
Yes.
You're not surprised, are you?
Well, no, because I think when you take a look at the cost of living and you take a look at the disposable income that a lot of retirees have, it's becoming extremely difficult to be able to keep up with the rise of everything, again, as I've said, we use in everyday life, and be able to certainly be able to do things that we once did without having to certainly dip into savings or use credit to be able to afford them. I think when you talk about the stock market, there's no doubt in my mind it's totally delusional of reality. You look at the Dow trading at roughly 36,000, and you go back and you look at where this bull market began in March 2009, 6470 in the Dow and 670 in the S&P. No doubt we're putting in place a historic top, Dave. People are taking risk in these markets that I humbly believe they don't even understand. I think when this market finally corrects, and it will correct very violently, this market in the next 2 to 3 years could lose one-third to one-half of its current value. I don't think anyone is prepared for that. But again, we've got 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. They're leaving the workforce, and they're now going into retirement. The bigger question is, where are we going to get the people to fill these jobs? We've got a labor shortage now and a very reluctant workforce that wants to go back and be gainfully employed. I think that's a big problem that we've been discounting. That's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
And I don't understand the mentality of these people that think that they got to give everybody a jab in order to keep them working. I just don't get that. I think that we're being lied to as far as the science, that there is an agenda out there to eliminate as much of the world's population because the elitists feel that they're right, we're wrong, we don't need to be here, they need to be here because the world would be a lot safer if there was only 500 million people in it and not the billions we have now. And so, you know, this is why the economic scenario that we're talking about here right now, folks, with Joseph Meyer, who has Straight Money Analysis newsletter, which I have a copy of sitting right in my face. I'm staring at it right now, and I'm looking at the 36 pages of information on there. It is jam-packed. If you're an investor out there, and or you're getting ready to retire, and you want to know the safest place to park your money, this is the time to pick up the phone and call 844-769-2944. What did I say that too fast? 844-769-2944. You might not even be ready to retire, and yet you want to know where to put your money. Where's the safest place right now? Most people I know are putting it in real estate because it's not going anywhere, unlike stocks. Joseph, what's your take on that?
Well, I think there's no question real estate has done well over the decades. I think anyone that bought a house going back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and even into the early 1990s is, quite frankly, Dave, glad that they did. Do I think we're ever going to see a reversal of real estate prices back down to the levels we'd like to see them? I think the answer is no. But I think when you talk about affordability as we move forward, you take a look at corporate profits, they're at an all-time high. You take a look at wages adjusted for inflation, they're at an all-time low. I did some research going back a few years ago where I found that wages adjusted for inflation, and I'm sure you know this fact, have not gone up since 1965. And that's when Lyndon Johnson was president. We had the start of the Vietnam War, the Great Society, and the first massive spending program by the federal government, which is continuing to this day. So this is a unique and very different time. I think people need good information and make good decisions with their hard-earned money. I've done 16 shows on Coast to Coast AM, first one I did in 2004. Most historic show I did is the night I launched the newsletter in September 2009. My phone rang for 21 days, day and night, after that show that was hosted by Art Bell.
Yeah, I remember Art.
Coast to Coast Archives.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, that was a dynamic program, I'll tell you. And even with George and others that are running it now, it still is.
Done many shows with George Newry.
Oh, sure they were. The thing that I'm looking at here, we're talking about just, you know, what our listeners are doing right now is there's a lot of people out there that are in prep mode. And, you know, they're looking at where to stock up. A lot of them are buying food stores, guns and ammo. You know, I didn't see that written anywhere in your analysis newsletter about food, guns, and ammo, other than the cost of food is going up.
Prior to that, you got the September issue. I wrote about those very same things in the June issue, Dave.
Okay.
I'll send you the June issue.
All right. Speaking of issues, folks, come on. Now, before we went to the break at the top of the hour, Joseph made you a deal on subscribing to Straight Money Analysis newsletter. Joseph, you want to go over that one more time?
Well, we're offering the Power Hour listening audience a one-year subscription, normally $259.95. At the six-month subscription price of $149.95, save a full $110 over the normal one-year subscription price. And I'm going to throw in, as a bonus, Dave, three issues of the newsletter so people can certainly become familiar with my approach to the markets and what I think they could be doing to certainly prepare for the tough times that you and I agree are ahead. You're going to get the March, the June, the September issue, and we'll start your subscription from the December 2020 issue of the newsletter, which I'm currently working on almost daily, Dave.
So you're going to
get three newsletters immediately and then four letters in 2022.
Wow. So we have covered quite a number of topics here, but when you mentioned 2009, that brought back memories from the past, and that was in 2007 and 8 when the markets collapsed.
Yes.
Because of the hedge funds and all the other garbage that they were doing. And this is like history repeating itself when you're talking about in the next 2 to 3 years, the market having itself. And I'm using the word H-A-L-V-I-N-G, having itself, due to another collapse. What do you think the, what are the markers of this? What's going to precipitate this, Joseph?
Well, I think the first marker is going to be rising interest rates. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when the Fed moves and raises interest rates. I think even though they've talked about the tapering and not raising rates till sometime in 2022, I think we could possibly be looking at the first rate increase by the Fed in late 2021, and then I think as we get into 2022, we get a few more very sharp increases by the Fed to certainly try to quell what we're seeing on the front of inflation. But I think when you talk about overvaluation, I think you've got the bond market having made a very important long-term top, the equity market in the process of putting in a very important long-term top. You talk about housing being red hot and possibly reaching the point where it's put in a short-term top. No question, we've got asset bubbles all across the board. The question is, what will be the catalyst that will start these markets down? I tend to believe it'll be a situation coming out of China, Dave. I think we could possibly see the Chinese back to one with gold probably taking place in early 2022, which is going to be a global shock to all the markets. But if that is not what certainly starts these markets down, I think the ongoing problem with Evergrande, as you know, the largest residential provider of homes in China, and more importantly, the building out of the infrastructure to provide homes for the Chinese. They're very deeply in debt. They just were able to make the mortgage payments to the lenders, which came up on bonds that were coming due, to certainly have the interest paid. But there's another payment coming up very shortly, which most people tend to believe they'll be unable to make, and the default will cascade across the globe and start all these markets down.
Well, see, and the thing is, too, is that people are going to be kicked out of their house. I mean, this is, you know, I've always had this thing in my head that, well, what if everybody stopped paying their mortgage all at once, all over the world? Well, then what would happen? It's like, you really think all these banks are going to be able to foreclose on everybody all at once? I don't think so. I think the whole system would implode.
Well, I think we're going to see a repeat of what we witnessed with the real estate debacle in 2008, 9, and 10. I think the lending institutions are going to feel they're better off leaving the person in the house rather than having the home abandoned and vandalized.
I got so that, I think, and, you know, especially by illegal immigrants.
Absolutely.
But they're going to have a place to
take
live.
Over
everybody,
the house.
Yeah, Joseph, everybody I know that's been shipped into this country or that's come in here illegally, they get into the major cities, and all of a sudden they're struggling. They have, you know, and the people that are coming in now that these NGOs are helping out, they're going to run out of money to give these people at some point in time, and they're going to become destitute. And this is when the trouble starts.
Well, I think we're starting to see that very scenario start to play out now. We're seeing desperation by a lot of people struggling to put food on the table. You couldn't be more correct.
Wow. All right. So, folks, it's the name of the newsletter is called Straight Money Analysis Newsletter, and you can get a discount if you subscribe right now. You just basically have to go online, tell Joseph that you are a Power Hour listener. You heard the offer on the Power Hour, and get a copy of this newsletter for yourself so you can be in the know. Folks, it's important in this day and age. You got to protect your assets. And I use that term.
There's a full sample issue in the newsletter on the StraightMoneyAnalysis.com website. They can download the sample for free. It's a full issue of the newsletter.
Okay. Well, it looks like we've got some people that sparked a little interest here. David in Iowa. You're on the phone with Dave and Joseph Meyer.
Hi, Dave. Joseph, I got one I want to run by you here, if I could.
Sure.
Several years ago, I got a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And right now, it says my loan is $75,000, and I read someplace where my house is worth about $130,000.
Okay.
What does this all mean? If I had some gold and silver and I could get enough money to pay it off, I'd pay it off.
Well, there's no question you have equity still left in the home. I don't think anyone can dispute that. They may question what the amount of the equity you have left truly is. But I think when you take a look at the current market, the market for homes all across the country, quite frankly, right now is still very strong. The question is, will it continue to remain strong as we get into the new year? I think that's the biggest concern moving forward if you're invested in real estate. Can prices continue to remain firm? That's going to depend on a lot of factors, the job market, interest rates, and certainly the rate of inflation we see building in the economy. What do you want to attempt to do? Do you want to pay off the loan?
Well, actually, I think back on it now, I wish I hadn't gotten it, but it's too late. I already got it. So I say if I say I had a bunch of gold and silver, that'd be an easy way to pay it off if the gold and silver actually shot to where it's supposed to be.
How are home sales going in your area? Is the market still staying very strong?
Oh, I see for sale signs and sold signs everywhere.
Do you? What city are you in?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Derecho
town.
I would think in Iowa, with all the farmland, that's certainly a very attractive market for people to come in and certainly want to buy up land. How much land do you have with your home?
How much what?
Land.
How much land do you have with your home right now, David?
Oh, how much land do I have?
Mm-hmm. Is it just a city lot?
Yeah, it's just a city lot. It's a two-bedroom house. It's not very big.
What did you pay for the house when you bought it?
Oh, what did I pay? Oh, it was way low. $25,000 or something? Like I bought it in 1977.
Wow.
Oh, you were one of those ones, David, that Joseph was just talking about that was fortunate enough to acquire property back in the 70s.
Yep, I did.
Okay, so you want to know what to do with it, and what Joseph is alluding to is the possibility that if you have a way to liquidate that property in a hot market, that you can take your equity and not only pay off that note, but possibly reposition yourself. And I don't know how much more you can scale down, Joseph. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the question as we move forward. You got to say to yourself, is the home going to continue to appreciate? I think the answer is yes, the home will continue to appreciate, although it may appreciate moving forward at a much more slowly rate than what we've seen prior. But if you can certainly pay off the note and raise some equity from the closing out of the agreement and the debt that you have with the lender, and you can move into gold and silver, that would certainly be, I think, advisable as to making the most sense right now.
Of course, if I sold the home, then I have no place to live.
Well, that's another problem. You're going to have a place to live. Let me ask you about the rentals in your area. Are there any decent homes that you could rent?
Well, there probably are. I never thought about that. Of course, that'd probably be a little expensive to rent.
Well, have you looked into what a rental would cost? Do you have any idea in comparison to what the home you're currently living in is costing you monthly, how much it would cost to rent and rent something comparable?
No, I haven't done that. I have to consider that.
I'd look into that.
Well, there's some other possibilities, too, like what I did was I got out of my living situation, got rid of the mortgage, got a small plot of acreage, and put a mobile home on it. And did that for a whole lot less money and took my equity and paid off all my debt. So that's the whole idea in this day and age is to be debt-free, David, I think. Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Joseph, we thank you so much. We're coming up to the break now. And once again, go to straightmoneyanalysis.com and subscribe. We appreciate Joseph Meyer coming to the program, and we're going to do this again real soon. Take care of yourself and stay safe, Joseph.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. And I enjoyed reading your September newsletter. Looking forward to getting the June one. So we can learn all about guns and ammo because people apparently are very, very worried about the possibility that other people who run out of food may come knocking on their door. People they don't even know. That would be scary. And what to do about it. We got to get into the mindset and understand that a lot of this is political. We're going to be facing that kind of future, I have a feeling, in America, especially with the commentary that we just got from Joseph Meyer. Once again, straightmoneyanalysis.com is where you go to get this information. And if you are struggling in real estate right now, yes, it's a hot market. And, you know, you might even look into foreclosures because there's going to be a lot of them. Right now, there's a bunch of HUD properties on HUDHomestore.com. that you can go look at in various states. Sometimes you may have to relocate to a different state where the houses are cheaper and you can take them, fix them up, and have another place to call home at the same time you're downsizing. There's a lot of different ways to survive in this crazy market we're in right now. We'll see you after the break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
And thank you once again for joining us here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 12:33 p.m. Central Time, Wednesday, October 27th. We have more breaking news hitting the markets. Rolling Stone magazine reporting Democrats' betrayals are jeopardizing American democracy. David Sirota and Alex Gibney authored this. The essay is being published in conjunction with the launch of Meltdown, a new 8-episode Audible series. They're doing a podcast, and the subtitle, History is Screaming at Democrats to Both Rescue the Economy and Save Democracy from a Meltdown. They're doing just the opposite. So you gotta love that. And why is that they're doing it? Why are they running America into the ground? Why do they want to see a civil war? Could it be that they want to call in the military? I mean, they're already asking the UN to come in and dictate the fact that we're all a bunch of racists out here. You know, we're really not. America's not racist, but they want us to think, and they're in the minority, folks. All these people, these Democrats, are in the minority. They're conflict averse. They're on the verge of letting this turn into a full-fledged nightmare. And according to the magazine, torn between their corporate donors and the electorate, they're stupid. Studiously, avoiding the two key questions. What's really fueling the crisis and how can it be stopped? The answer to the first question can be seen in the headlines about billionaires growing their fortunes by $2 trillion during the pandemic. Now how did they do that? I can tell you one way. They invested in big pharma. What did they know that we don't know? They invested in big pharma because they knew big pharma was going to come up with a jab and that somebody was going to end up. Do you really think these jabs are free? Do you really think when you go into a CVS or a grocery store and it says, we've got your free COVID shot here? I mean, come on, really? You think they're free? No. The U.S. taxpayer is paying tens of billion dollars to companies like Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson to produce this stuff, and investors are making gobs and gobs of money, Bill Gates being one of them. Warren Buffett being another. Don't think these jokers aren't invested in big pharma stocks right now because they are, because they know what's going on. All you have to do, and this is another little bit of research that comes from my co-host on my other radio show that I was doing in Florida. He said, basically, if you want to find out what's going on, go to sec.gov, type in the entity, and look up their 8K and 10K. These are the most recent reports to investors, and you will see exactly what the mindset is of these companies. Not very many people know that you can actually go to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission and do your own investigation and look at this material, because it'll tell you, you know, who the players are, where the money is, and how these packages are being portrayed to the marketplace, because they want to draw more investors. Obviously, it helps them with the research. They're just making hand over fist bucks off our backs, off the backs of hardworking Americans. So, you know, if you want to read this Rolling Stone article, I just sent a copy of the article to our producer, Catherine, so she can make that available on the website from Rolling Stone magazine, came off of Apple News, but it's in there. Now, just understand, we were going to have Mark Crispin Miller on the show today, but he is not feeling well. We wish him well, and we're going to try to get him rescheduled, because we need to have this lesson in propaganda. This is just, you know, real important. And I don't want to get into the idea that we have all these conspiracy theories running around. We're looking at real-time problems in America right now. And if you have a real-time problem that you want to discuss, 844-769-2944, just like David in Iowa today called in asking for a little bit of advice, because, you know, I'm not a real big fan of reverse mortgages. We did a class on that in November of 19 on probate, and reverse mortgages happen to be one of the things that came up, because these are probably the more volatile, because once a person passes away, the bank basically gets the property, and that's the way it is. That's how these things work. Unless you sell that property or they take it back because you violated some provision of the reverse mortgage contract. And I've studied these things religiously, folks, because I've been involved in the foreclosure business for the last 12 years. So the one thing that is going to affect this economy is homelessness. And people start losing their houses. And like Joseph Meyer said, the thing is the bank probably would rather keep you in the house and negotiate than they would see you kicked out on the street. At least some of them would. Now, you have to understand something in the securities markets. We're talking about the secondary mortgage market, and they have subservicers and servicers and master servicers that service these secondary mortgage loans. And what happens is these master servicers and their servicers and subservicers, because they have contracts that just flow downstream and somebody's going to be responsible for collecting your monthly payments. Well, these people, what they don't tell you, there is a provision in each one of these real estate mortgage investment conduit trust, the REMIC is what they call them, real estate mortgage investment conduit. The REMIC basically has a advance section. It's called advances. It's in every single one of these common law REMIC trusts that's been written up in the secondary mortgage market. And what it means is that no matter whether you make your payment or not, the servicer, the master servicer, the subservicer still has to pay the investor every month, principal and interest, whether you pay your mortgage payment or not. This is why I had that fantasy dream about everybody quitting paying their mortgage all at once. The first people that would go broke would be all the master servicers, the servicer and subservicer. And who is the biggest master servicer in the U.S.? Pop quiz. Can't figure that one out. Who is the biggest master servicer in the secondary mortgage markets in the United States of America? Your friend and mine, Wells Fargo Bank. If you didn't know that, you can just do a little research. You go to irs.gov and type up publication 938. And when you get there and you look at the lists of all of the secondary mortgage REMICs out there, securities that they're converting all your mortgages into, and you start reading all the different ones, the number of mortgage servicing REMICs that Fannie, Freddie, Jenny, Sally, do you know there's over 20,000 student loan trusts out there that are flushed into the secondary mortgage market? This country is in such hock, it's unbelievable. And the thing is, all these investors got duped into this garbage, and it's never changed, even though the servicers in 2012 agreed to stop filing phony documents in the land records. They're still doing this. It's still going on. They said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. And then they just business as usual. So folks, you know, the whole idea in this day and age, I wish for everybody that you could be mortgage free. That's what I wish. But the problem with the Democrats is that every time a major institution has taken over, Roosevelt, for example, once he got in office, he championed a then radical program of government investments and interventions in the economy, directly employing millions of the jobless, investing in public infrastructure, and subjecting powerful financial institutions to tough regulations. Though the New Deal was hardly perfect, I call it the raw deal, the agenda was an unprecedented investment in America's working class. And part of that was social insecurity. So the year before a fulminating Nazi rally in a packed Madison Square Garden, yes, they did one there. FDR warned the global rise of fascism was the result of democratic governments doing the opposite of the New Deal and protecting an economic status quo, enriching a tiny handful at the expense of everyone else. Oh, did Roosevelt just predict the future? What, I mean, if you want to see what happened to Venezuela and Cuba happen here, keep letting things go the way they are. Seriously. This is why people, you know, you're out looking for yourself. I appreciate that. But the whole idea is to get out there and start educating your friends. And I want to spend a little bit of time here talking about the importance of community, because this is vitally important. This is not the time to hunker down in the bunker and hide with your gas mask and your food rations and, you know, never to see the light of day. This is not that time. This is the time right now to get out and complain. This is the time to get out and network and talk to your neighbors, find out what their mindset is if you don't already know. Level with them. You don't have to tell them that you've stockpiled food, because if they didn't, you know where they're going to come when all of this hits the fan. Last thing you want to do. So the idea is not to let your whole game plan out of the bag. Whole idea is to keep that to yourself, but find out if your neighbor is willing to talk to you about their feelings about this entire scenario. Find out how many neighbors you have that could potentially show up on your doorstep in the event of a crisis. And most people aren't even prepared for this. Most people don't understand that if we were to have one of these hypersonic glide missiles from China come overhead and drop an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, 275 miles up in the atmosphere, we're all going to be in the dark ages in an instant. And by that, I mean within 2 or 3 seconds. It'll be over, and you won't even know what happened until you realize the lights don't come on, your cell phone doesn't work, your car won't start. This is a problem. And 9 out of 10 people, according to the government, and they know this, they've known this for decades. They've known it for decades that 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year if that happens. That's probably one of my biggest concerns, is because we actually have a way to prepare for this. The states themselves, even though the federal government is ignoring this, what they're doing, they're building big Faraday cages underground in Cheyenne Mountain and various other places. So they just want to build a big Faraday cage to keep all the electromagnetic pulse out, rather than wire up their stuff with the proper equipment, which is available today. And we'll be talking about that in future shows, folks, because I don't want to leave you hanging. I don't want to leave you in the dark. I want people to understand that there is a way to combat electromagnetic pulse. You have to understand that this is probably a bigger problem, because most of the inner circle that I work with, most of them are saying it's not a matter of if, it's when. When is it going to happen? And it could be not China that does it. It could be North Korea. It could be Iran. It could be any rogue state that wants to take us down, take America down, and turn it into the dark ages and watch all the American people kill themselves, either out of frustration or desperation. And so this is one of the reasons why people are arming themselves and stockpiling food, because they see it as a potential. It's on the horizon. So this is one of the things. I mean, I'd like to hear from you if you are that flushed with information And if you're working with your community right now and you've got community programs set up where you are talking to your neighbors and your city fathers about how they would deal with a situation like this, how to make their police department functional in a time when backing the blue is more important than ever. Because what happens if you are faced with EMP and you pick up the phone and it's dead and you can't call because there's no electricity? We've become so dependent on electricity that when it's not there, you go crazy. Little exercise, not so much in futility, but just as a demonstrator. Get you and your family together and tell the family, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to turn off the electricity. I'm going to turn off the main breaker in our house, and we'll see how long we survive in a civil manner before we get to each other's throats. No hot water, no running water, nothing. You might have running water. I don't know. But if you're dependent on a well, that could be a problem, especially if it has a submersible pump that operates on electricity and you don't have a way to protect that electric source. It's a problem because, you know, how long is it going to take you to realize that there are manual devices for every electronic device in your household? You don't have to use the electric can opener because there's a manual one. They have manual wheat grinders. They have all sorts of stuff. You go to the power mall, you see some of this stuff on there. They have water filters, pour over filters. I mean, these are things that you need to be thinking about, not just as a means of survival, but just common sense. Because if you turn the electric off, how many things do you depend on that you could have found an alternate source for, whether manual or just an alternate source? Cooking over a fire, cooking with propane, cooking with natural gas. You know, when the electric goes out, how are you going to survive? Ask yourself that question when you're doing this little exercise, and have your family write down how dependent they are on their cell phone, because everybody's got one and everybody's dependent on it. And when EMP hits, all those cell towers are gone. They're fried. It's over, because they're not preparing either. They're just making as much money as they can right now off the backs of hardworking Americans, and it's all part of the surveillance state. And what America fears more than anything else is not mutual assured destruction by nuclear weapons. It's somebody detonating one of those things up in the atmosphere and sending us all into the dark ages. That's the bigger problem that we face right now. So while the Democrats, according to this Rolling Stone article, are not delivering any real help to the working class, you know, there's been a huge spike in the GOP vote share. And this is another problem I have with the two-party system in America. Both of them have caused this problem. You've heard the saying RINO. If you don't know what that means, R-I-N-O, it means Republican in name only. This should make people want to vote for the person, and you need to do some research. Vote for the person, not the party. If you vote the party line, you are just as bad as these other flakes out there that think that your party is going to do right by the country. A lot of these Democrats spent the 4 years that President Trump was in office berating him and just attacking him as a person and blaming him for every little thing. Well, the problem is on them, because President Trump, and I will give him this, he was a CEO of multi-corporation, still is. He owns a resort down in Florida. I mean, come on, he owns a resort in Ireland. He owns resorts in a lot of places besides Trump Tower. He's very well off for a reason. He learned how to work the market. He learned what bankruptcy was for. The guy's a brain. We needed a CEO to run this country as a business, even from an executive standpoint. The president is the chief executive officer of the country, and we had it good when he was in office. And those of you Trump supporters out there, I'm not going to use that term that the Democrats call you. It's just one of those things. He did a lot of good for the country, even as a CEO. Right, Chad, in North Carolina? What do you think about that?
I'm sorry. I got put on right when you were in the middle of telling me that. I didn't catch the question.
No, I was just talking about Trump's being a CEO, being more effective for this country than just some politician in office. What do you think about that?
I totally agree that the policy that Biden is carrying out, which to me is a anti-American, anti-human agenda at the root of it, Yeah, we were better off with Trump in office, definitely. So I've always thought somebody with some business sense was better with the large economy that we have. And then as soon as things start to turn around, the Americans and their folly, either by powerlessness or, well, media propaganda, fall for the usual socialist agenda. And I can't tell you how disappointed I am right now, because I just go to a job every day, and every week the gas price goes up another 10 cents. And I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to last. You know, you're looking at it, to me, this is societal rot, collapse in progress. And we can thank our people that are running the country right now for that. I think a lot of people already know that. But instead, what do we get? We get parents getting lectured about, you know, well, you're making threats to your school board members and all this stuff, and it's ridiculous.
I mean, oh, you mean those domestic terrorists that are concerned about their kids' education? Is that the ones you're talking about?
Right. You know, the ones that actually think that when their tax money is taken to pay for public schools, oftentimes without their consent, you know, that their kids should get some kind of an education and not be indoctrinated. So,
yep. And see, the thing is LGBTQ. I thought that was let's get Joe Biden to quit. That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah, I wish that's what it meant. But
see, now in the schools, it's okay for somebody, for some boy to put a skirt on. It's okay to just go in there and rape some girl and sodomize some girl, and then the school board covered up. It's okay to do that, right? Because that's the socialist way of doing things.
Right.
You know, all these people are not socialists. They're commies. Where's Roy Cohn when you need him?
Right. I just want to add, you know, I'm in my 40s now. I've been watching this stuff being rolled in the public, you know, incrementally over time. You know, like Alex Jones talks about, I saw it when I was a kid. I guess the main schools there were in the area were, you know, you either send your kid to public school. There may have been a private school around, but for the first several grades, I went to public school, and the education was, you know, you learn math and all those sorts of things. But as I got to high school, I started hearing the talk of, you know, passing out the yellow ribbons for AIDS awareness and all this stuff. And I could see it was slowly creeping in, this propaganda to pull at the heartstrings of people. And never do they, you know, people want to believe in the best of people and want to be good natured and all that, but they don't see how they use that against people. They just take them for what they're worth.
Well, pretty much. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, Chad, here's the thing from this Rolling Stone article. If voters keep believing or being promised that electing Democrats is going to reduce prescription drug prices, for example, and the polls show that drug pricing measures are the more popular part of Democrat spending bills, and they choose to help their pharmaceutical donors strip those provisions out of their own bill, then guess what? Lots of people being fleeced by medicine prices may decide their votes don't matter. They may feel less invested in protecting democracy, and they may not care much about Republican attempts to make it harder for people to vote. Well, it's not just, this is part of the problem with the two-party system we've got in America right now, Chad. Both sides of the aisle are responsible for the mess that we're in right now. People have said, well, if you don't vote one or the other, your vote's not going to matter. Well, that's sad that we even have to make a statement like that, because if you vote for Libertarian or you vote for Green Party or you vote for Tea Party, you've diluted the favorable candidate's, you know, vote potential for winning. But this to me is stupid. We're not voting for the person anymore, whether they're a crook. I mean, now we have somebody in the White House that's got the mental acuity of a 2-year-old, and somebody else is calling the shots. And so now I understand, Chad, why you go to work every day and you see gas prices going up and you think this is just going to get worse. And it is.
Yeah. And just another note, I don't know if you're familiar with World Affairs Brief by Joel Skousen.
Yes, I do know Joel Skousen. He wrote the book Strategic Relocation.
Yes, sir. Well, more recently in his newsletter, he pointed out that Russia is also, I think, developing their second type of hypersonic ICBM. And his prediction is that they would probably be able to deploy it at the end of this decade. So,
well, that's something else we've got to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're planning for something, frankly. And they're all in on it. So,
well, and that could be. Anyway, we've got about a minute left, and I appreciate your call, Chad. Dial us up tomorrow. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank
folks,
you.
Folks, it's been wonderful. And you've had a chance to listen to Joseph Meyer. Hopefully you'll subscribe to his newsletter and you'll shop at the Power Mall. You know, we are not trying to scare the hell out of you. Trust me on this. We are trying to help you by getting you in the right direction, giving you the necessary information you need to survive. Community is a big thing, and it's going to become more and more important as time passes. In the meantime, we've got another great roster of guests tomorrow here on the Power Hour. Dial us up. Pass us along to your friends. Like us on Facebook. Hey, we're here. We're here for you. In the meantime, stay safe. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.